Well, according to New York state law, there should be no campaigning or campaign paraphernalia within 100 feet of the door to the polling location. So that would include candidate names on hats or T-shirts or handouts, buttons, things of that nature.
So recently there's been an uptick in people that are either taking photographs or videoing themselves at these voting sites. Can you just talk about some of the consequences to that and maybe why that's really not a good idea?
Well, it's not a good idea only because you want to protect the privacy of the ballot. We still have a secret ballot, and any cameras on location might break that privacy. We can't say that cameras are not allowed, period. It's okay, you know, for media to come in and with permission of the voter, maybe take some pictures, but you really have to be respectful of people's privacy.
And what about, like, saying things? Because there's also been some issues of people who are antagonizing or maybe even threatening other voters showing up to these sites.
Well, there really shouldn't be any intimidation or antagonizing. Everybody, you know, all eligible voters have the constitutional right to cast their ballot in a non-intimidating atmosphere. So if there is a situation where somebody's uncomfortable, they should immediately contact the election inspector at the poll site, who will directly contact our office, and we'll address that immediately.
All right, Robin, and is there anything else you would like to add about this? Maybe that's something I didn't touch up on?
I don't think so. I mean, we're continuing to vote during this early voting period, and it's been very busy, but it's been smooth. I've been hearing some very positive responses from voters that are enjoying the experience, and I think we're going to have a good day next Tuesday, November 5th.